Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Money only at Columbus Travel. 800-373-3328 or online at ColumbusVacations.com.
A very good Saturday morning, and welcome to the Travel Show, or as I should say, Yorana, and welcome to the Travel Show. I'm just 2 days back from Tahiti and have a full report on the wonders and romance of Polynesia. Mexico is back as our number one sun and fun destination, and why is it that I feel COVID safer in Mexico than I do here in Salt Lake City? We've got some new 2021 and 2022 cruise promotions that are practically giving away the store, and details of my newest adventure next year, November 2021, Thailand, Cambodia, Angkor Wat, Vietnam, and a Mekong River cruise. Hawaii is back with the lowest winter rates in memory. Carlos will be taking us to South America. And which are the safest airlines to fly during these COVID times? All this, your questions and more on today's Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, your humble host and servant. Emphasis on the word humble, a characteristic I have never been accused of. And I'm joined by two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel who sponsor the Travel Show, John Potter and Carlos Fida. Now, the best part of the show are you, the listeners. Your questions, your comments, your recommendations, your experiences as we travel the world together every Saturday right here on this radio station at this time. We'd love to have you join us. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Love to have you give us a call. And if you're kind of the shy type, you could pass on your question or comment to our crack producer, Jesus, and he will pass it on to me. Well, Carlos and John, Yorana.
Yorana. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. By the way, which is the only Polynesian island where buenos dias is the native morning greeting and Spanish is the first language? There's one Polynesian island.
Las Islas de Pascua, Easter Island.
Easter Island. Muy bien. Or Poto Alpito.
Paso de test.
Poto Alpito. That's Tongan for you're very smart. John, nice to see you.
He's smart, and I'm glad to be seen.
That's
wow.
Right. Well, okay. John, you're a sterling scholar when it comes to all things Disney. By the way, later in the show, there are some reports that Disneyland may not open at all next year. We're not going to talk about it now, but later in the show, I want you to give us an update and your goofy insights to the Donald Duck land.
I can control the tears.
Thank you very much. And also, this is just a tease. John's going to give us some rates are falling even more in Orlando at Walt Disney World. We've got a report on that.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. I am just 2 days from Tahiti and French Polynesia. Yeah, I was there. I was there for the show last week, and now I am back. These guys want me to leave again. So let me ask you this. I leave the Intermountain area. I leave the United States, and here at least in Utah, which is part of our broadcast area, COVID has gone crazy. I mean, what's up with this spike in COVID? Why are we seeing this?
Too many people meeting.
Yeah, people just do not want to do it. You know, last week the governor came out with the mandate here in Utah to just limit your social activities of people in your home. And I went for my walk last night, and the people on the next street over was having a party. There was about 12 cars lined up and down the street.
And they didn't even invite you.
They didn't invite me. I wouldn't have gone anyway. But
you
need to do what our leaders and doctors are telling us to do.
Follow the science on it.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid. I don't see the problem with wearing a mask. Some people have turned it into a constitutional issue. Mm-hmm. You know, the government tells me how fast I can drive on the freeway or on streets.
Right.
They tell me I have to stop at a stop sign. They've told Kathy she can't beat me anymore.
One they're looking into repealing.
Thank you. I mean, the government tells me I have to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they tell me, and why can't we just accept it right now? Let's take every reasonable precaution. I'd like to hear from our listeners, 888-570-8010, on your thoughts on this. Now, let me ask you this question. Carlos, why is it that I feel safer in Mexico? I made two separate trips to Mexico last month, one to Puerto Vallarta and one to Cabo San Lucas. And then this month I'm in Tahiti. Who knows where I'll be in another 2 weeks? Why is it, guys, that I feel safer in Mexico than I do here at home?
I think that some of these countries, you know, the government has been very strict from the very beginning. The people follow orders. Here we have a political issue with the vaccination, with the mask, wearing the mask. So that's why we have problems.
Yeah, I don't like the mask. I hate the mask, but I wear it.
Right.
Well,
you
have to.
I don't like speed limits, but I observe them more out of fear of punishment.
It just boggles my mind that people will say, well, it's my right to wear a mask or not wear a mask. Well, it's your right to wear clothes or not wear clothes. I don't see a lot of people walking around naked. And so, come on, people, let's stop this spread.
Are you suggesting a new trend?
No, not at all.
During the winter?
No.
Are you gonna lead the way, John?
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. John just gave us the naked truth. All right. Let me tell you what happens when I went to Mexico. First of all, and we'll talk about that the air on an airplane is actually safer or cleaner than in a hotel, in a hospital operating room.
Mm-hmm.
That came out in a U.S. government study and a Harvard University study. Anyway, when I went to Mexico, I step off the plane. My temperature's taken one of those little handheld guns. They kind of put a gun to your head.
Put a gun to your head
at
the airport.
And then they have the thermal thermometers throughout as you're walking past them, they highlight a mm-hmm. fever. So then face masks are strictly enforced. Hand sanitizer is everywhere. And they avoid the touches. So you go through the airport. Then when you get outside, before you can take your luggage to your hotel, it is a disinfectant spray.
Mm-hmm.
Non-toxic to humans, but a disinfectant spray. But catch this. Then you're going to have a driver, be it a taxi or an arranged shuttle, that what most people do to their resort,
right?
A scheduled shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the driver enters the airport, that driver must have his or her temperature taken, hand sanitizer, the entire vehicle wiped down with disinfectant,
mm-hmm.
and then he can proceed to pick you up. So now you're transporting to the resort. When you get at your hotel, at least this was my experience, they take your temperature again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually disinfect your shoes. There's kind of a wet mat that you step in. It's damp. It's not like 6 inches of liquid. It's a damp mat. And that damp mat. and then you step on like a drying box that has like a towel or something that disinfects your shoes. Hand sanitizer you're required to use. Masks are mandatory. And then, again, at the hotels, and I visited several of them, your room is completely sanitized. And then they put a seal on the door so that if anybody opens that door after it has been certified as being sterilized, it breaks the seal.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that nobody else has been in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Face mask and the foot, the shoe disinfectant is everywhere over the resort. And masks are mandatory except at the pool and the beach where social distancing is practiced.
Mm-hmm.
You go out, to a restaurant. They take your temperature. Face mask and hand sanitizer is required. Now, do we do that here? No. That's why I literally, and I'm speaking in Mexico, the tourist areas. The same thing happened to me in Tahiti and Morea, French Polynesia. They seem to take it much more, just much safer with that. Now, you know, tell me why we're ignoring some of the science. The Department of Defense, in conjunction with United Airlines, did a study. You know what they did is they took several of their planes, a 777 and 767 jumbo jets, and they ran 300 tests with mannequins, not passengers, mannequins in the passenger seats. Some mannequins had masks on, some were unmasked, and they would release fluorescent particles to mimic a virus. 300 tests, and what they concluded was, I'm just going to quote from the report, the researchers, which included a team from the University of Nebraska, concluded that the virus was removed by the plane's air filtering systems 15 times as fast as in a typical home and 6 times as fast as what is recommended for hospital operating rooms and patient isolation rooms. Well, we'll talk more about that. And when we come back, John's going to give us a Columbus Travel super sale with free money, literally free money.
The Chevyweight champion of the world, Riverton Chevy. Beating everyone to the punch during Truck Month at Riverton Chevy. Save up to 20% off every truck and SUV in stock. It's the main event. And you're sitting ringside for the biggest deals of the year, like a new Silverado 1500 for up to 20% off. That's $11,000 off a new 2020 Silverado Custom Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive. And here's a 1-2 punch you don't want to miss. Buy any truck during Truck Month and receive $1,000 in accessories. And get a $500 gift card to Lifetime Products. It's a heavyweight deal from the Chevyweight Champion. Find new roads. RivertonChevy.com. The Chevyweight Champion of the World.
Rebate plus tax title license of $299.00 by number 2020821. Rebates include dealer discount, customer rebate, bonus cash, some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Expires 11/30/2020.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342.
That's embassies in Africa has been killed by Israeli operatives in Iran. Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. So glad to have you with us. We love spending our Saturdays with you here on the Travel Show, right on this radio station that you're listening to at this very hour. And we've got so many fun things to talk about. We'd love to have you call us, 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. I'm joined by two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. Carlos Fita, who'll be taking us later in the show to South America, and of course, Mr. Disney himself, John Potter. Guys, we were talking earlier about the perception and reality of traveling during COVID times. I gave you my experience in my two trips to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta and Cabo, in October. I just 2 days back from French Polynesia, Tahiti and Morea. We referenced the Department of Defense study a very comprehensive study in conjunction with the University of Nebraska, and just said again that the air filter systems on aircraft remove the virus 15 times faster than filters at home and 6 times faster than hospital operating rooms and the patient isolation room. A Harvard University also did a study, and in summary, they simply said that you were more likely to contract COVID in a grocery store than an airplane. Facts don't have feelings, but there is a difference, John, between perception and reality. And you've heard it said perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very confident on an airplane. I really do. Particularly with someone like Delta Airlines that keeps the middle seat empty. They have stated they'll keep the middle seat empty unless you have a family and you request it.
Right.
Through January 6th, there is some talk of extending that at Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And JetBlue just announced they'll keep the middle seat empty through the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance perception and reality, fear and facts?
You need to go to the reliable sources. Don't follow what everybody is saying on Facebook. Don't listen to just the news media. Go to the CDC.gov, travel.state.gov. Get all the facts, not just hearsay.
The World Health Organization came out with a report on the likelihood of contracting COVID on commercial airliners. This is from the World Health Organization. Quote, there is very little risk of any communicable disease being transmitted on board an aircraft, close quote, due in large part to the sophisticated air circulation systems on airliners. I will say this. Facts don't have feelings. Facts and perception and reality. However, if you're really uncomfortable, despite what the science says, I don't think now's the time to go.
No, you want to be able to go and enjoy yourself. And if you're going to be worried about getting sick, you're not going to enjoy yourself.
You know, as I said, I'm just 2 days back from Tahiti and Moorea, properly pronounced Moorea.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? And we discussed this a little bit last week when I was in Tahiti during mm-hmm. the show. Why is it that the South Seas, the South Pacific, has such an intrigue and romantic, captivating power over us? What is it that's so different than other places?
It's we talked about this with Hawaii. It costs you, I think of the song, from South Pacific, Bali High.
Bali
High calls to you, It does. It calls to you.
What a wonderful voice, Larry.
Yes. Yeah, people ask me, Larry, what did you do with the money your mother gave you for singing lessons?
I spent it
on candy. Anyway, back.
Yeah, and so it's just this whole, I think we romanticize it. I remember before I went to Tahiti, I so wanted to go so badly and got there. And it was just like, I'm here. And I was not disappointed. And it's like, when can I come back? And it's just a feeling.
On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/getawayguru, probably in the next week or so, I'll be posting some videos
mm-hmm.
of my trip to Tahiti and Moorea and what to do, what to see. I'll review several hotels that'll help get you ready for that. And I'll tell you, I love Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii 166 times
mm-hmm.
and can't wait till 167, which will probably be this February. But I'm going to tell you, from most of Hawaii looks like a desert compared to French Polynesia, to Tahiti and Moorea.
I agree. Yes. You know, it is more beautiful in Hawaii, which you can't even comprehend.
It really is. I let me give you the routine, very similar to Mexico. Temperatures taken upon arrival at the Papeete Airport. They have all the sanitizer and everything that you could possibly want to do. The hotels are taking precautions. I mean, it is just a very, very safe environment. Mm-hmm. We've got a caller on the line, and I can't see his or her name. So, Jesus, who do we have on the line?
We have Mark from American Fork.
Mark from American Fork. Mark, welcome to the Travel Show. How can I help you?
Hey, perfect. Thank you for taking my call. First, I'll just echo everything you said about the South Pacific. We were there a few years ago with you on a Norwegian cruise.
And
we'll never forget a Sunday church service in a little island called Fakarava.
That's right. That's in the Tuamotu Archipelago.
That was a wonderful trip.
Mark, that was October of 2016, and we had a Columbus Travel and Radio Listeners Group. And for our folks, it was a 15-day cruise. I mean, how cool is that? From Honolulu, we visited the islands of Hawaii and then sailed, Mark, together deep into the far reaches of the Pacific, crossing the equator. You remember our stop in Nuku'hiva in the Marquesas Islands? And then we sailed through the Tuamotu Archipelago. We stopped at this. It's an atoll. I mean, you can almost throw a rock from one side of the atoll to another. Atoll is kind of a flat coral-based island on the island of Fakarava, and we went to church there, didn't we?
We did. My kids, all they wanted from that trip was a shirt that said, "Mom and Dad went to Fakarava," and I got this lousy T-shirt.
Then we sailed through the Society Islands, the Windward, the Leewards, Bora Bora, Moorea, and on to Tahiti. That was a great trip. And Mark, how can I help you today?
It was. Hey, this has been a frustrating year for all of us, travel agent to travelers to,
right.
I think, people in destinations. And I just wanted to share a word of advice with your callers. We have had four Princess Cruises this year canceled that we had booked with through our agent at Columbus and have had good experiences with Columbus. But on each of those four reservations, and I've just spent another hour on the phone with Princess this morning, because of their accounting system, they have canceled each of those four reservations over the course of the year because in their accounting system, our deposit that we've made through Columbus to Princess is not catching up to the timeline that they're canceling the reservation. And so I just want to encourage all of your listeners who have Princess cruises scheduled to maybe just go online and see if, in fact, their travel is still online and still scheduled with Princess, because Princess is floating some of those deposits out there in the ozone as they try to catch up to different reservations. And again, I spent an hour on the phone again today, and we'll need to call on Monday to my agent at Columbus to have them rebook that that cruise. And it's frustrating, but again, Prince, you guys have been awesome, and I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you, Mark.
I just didn't want someone getting caught.
Right, right. That's great advice. Stay on the line. I'm going to have John just kind of generally comment. I do know that when I talk to Princess, they manually have to go through the reservations.
Yeah.
It's not a computer. And it's like, are we not in the 21st century,
yeah,
John?
They have had so many cancellations, and then they're moving ships around, and so that cancels. One ship is now going to be on this ship instead, and those canceled and new reservations, and it is a mess. It really is. And that's what we're there for. We're there to help you. We're going to take care of you. We're going to make sure it gets tracked. So rest assured, when you book with Columbus Travel, we're there on your side and your behalf.
Mark, thanks so much for your call, and thanks for your patience. And by the way, who do you work with at Columbus Travel?
With Julie, and she's been fantastic.
Oh, Julie is a wonderful agent. I'll tell Julie to expect your call Monday morning. Mark, in American Fork, thanks so much for that. Is great advice. And you
thank
can
you.
Access Princess
and,
Cruises
and
at
you guys
Princess.
Have been wonderful.
Thank you, Mark. Princess.com.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the South Pacific, and Mark, who was with me in October of 2016 on that fabulous cruise, you know, The South Pacific does have a captivating, it's a real captivating spirit. Now, I spent some time on this trip on Tahiti. I really love the island of Moorea.
Oh, that's my
now,
favorite.
It's just 10 miles across the channel. We take the high-speed ferry. We went straight, you know, from the airport to downtown Papeete, it's, what, 15 minutes tops.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went to the marina, took the high-speed ferry. They go about every 30 minutes, and it's about a half-hour trip over there. And it's a big ferry, high-speed ferry, and that you can be up top, out in the wind and the sunshine, or air-conditioned, enclosed seating inside. I always go up top.
Me too.
It's just so much fun. Couple of the things that I love to do on Moorea. One is to drive around the island. They have roadsters. They have rental vehicles. You can get a scooter. Be very careful on the scooter if you're not experienced with that. It's hard to get lost. It's 37 miles to completely drive around the island. And then there's really just two roads. One goes around the island. The other goes up to Mount Belvedere. It's a lookout where you have this beautiful view of both Cook's Bay and Opanohu Bay. There's also some ancient temples called the Marae. These were the center of their religious and social tribes. They had various tribes on the island. Interesting, it was in September of 1777, September 30th, that Captain James Cook, on his third voyage to the Pacific, dropped anchor at Moorea. Now, in 1769, he actually visited the island of Tahiti, but never made it over to Moorea. 1777, he drops anchor in Opanohu Bay, the famous Ballyhy Mountain. So they named the other bay after him. Cook's Bay is named after Cook, but he never went there. He went to Opanohu Bay. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about Alaska. John's got some new cruise promotions for us here on The Travel Show.
Skip the mall this holiday season and come to Shane Company. We're shopping safer and easier than ever. To keep everyone safe, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system with state-of-the-art technology. To make shopping easy for you, we have curated holiday gifts wrapped with a bow and ready to give. This year, one of my favorites is our exclusive star pendant with a natural ice blue sapphire for $165. It's the perfect gift for the star in your life. Another favorite, our elegant cultured pearl pendant with diamond accents for $465. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
It's the Bullfrog Spa's year-end hot tub sale that you won't want to miss. Come reserve the beautiful Bullfrog Spa of your dreams. You'll save up to 25% off the suggested retail price with 0% financing up to 36 months OAC. Order your customized hot tub by Saturday and save thousands at Bullfrog Factory stores in North Ogden, Layton, Logan, Springville, Orem, Harriman, Bluffdale, and Salt Lake. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Nate and Taylor Morgan from Morgan Jewelers.
At Morgan Jewelers, we believe everyone deserves a diamond that sparkles like it should.
That's right, son. That's why we only carry diamonds that are correctly proportioned and cut for maximum brilliance.
It's why we carry both traditional geological diamonds and our electricity-created flashpoint diamonds.
And it's why we're proud to offer you our in-house financing.
So we can approve you.
Because if you believe...
...ordering by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday. For 30% off and a free camera today.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, back just 2 days from Tahiti, Moorea, French Polynesia, and the South Seas. Joined by our South America, Latin America travel expert, Carlos Fita, and all things cruises, Disney, and Hawaii, and everything else. John is a man of all seasons and trades. John Potter, two of our travel experts, Carlos and John, from Columbus Travel. And you can get a hold of Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. And if you want to send them an email, you can click on Contact Us on the homepage, or just send it to info at columbusvacations.com.
Or they can visit us.
Even better, visit us. Columbus Travel is open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can come in. We do ask that you wear a mask. That is mandatory. We have hand sanitizer, and we practice social distancing. Or just give us a call. We're conveniently located at the 5th South exit off I-15 in Bountiful. You can see Columbus from the freeway, a four-story red brick building with Columbus Travel on the top. Let's go back to the phone lines. Fred is calling from Zion, home to Zion. Fred, welcome to the Travel Show. You have a question about Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I actually have two questions, and I am from Liberty, Missouri, so that's why I give you Zion, where I'm from.
Fred, I'm going to interrupt you. I used to live in Liberty, Missouri. Okay.
And I've been there.
Is that right?
You know where the cemetery is and the Alexander Doniphan monument? I was a young missionary there, and I was the zone leader at the Liberty Jail. Visitor center, not an inmate. I was there when Joseph Fielding Smith came and dedicated the Independence Visitor Center, and I've heard a lot of stories about what took place there at the dedication. I'm an eyewitness to what happened. Anyway, Fred from Liberty, Missouri, how can I help you?
Well, I have two questions. One, you talk a lot about Puerto Vallarta. And I was really curious which hotel you would recommend. Where my wife and I are both retired. Not that we don't like kids, but we are like to spend time with ourselves, and we're looking for one that you might recommend for us.
Well, there are several good ones. I'll mention one and a source, and I'll ask John to jump in. I really like the Hyatt Ziva. It's close to the colonial downtown. It's just a 10-minute cab ride, and the cabs have a fixed rate, so you don't have to worry about getting taken to the cleaners there. And then, you know, you want to see Our Lady of Guadalupe Church there, the Malacan, which is a one-mile seaside walk through the town. That's just a gorgeous area. But the Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta is kind of by itself. You see, Fred, in Mexico, there are no exclusive private beaches. But the Hyatt Ziva is as close to a private beach because it's surrounded on three sides by tall jungle mountains. I mean, you'd have to be a billy goat to get over these mountains. And then the fourth side obviously opens up to the Pacific. They do a great job in the dining room. All of the rooms at the Hyatt Ziva are either oceanfront or ocean view. And it's one. John, what are some others that you like?
I really like the Barcelona and the Hard Rock, but you'd mentioned no kids. There are not a lot of hotels down there that are adults only, but a real good adults only one is the Grand Fiesta Americana.
Yeah.
And it's an adults-only beautiful property.
Now, Fred, there's another thing. Have you subscribed to my YouTube travel channel?
I am.
Okay. And if you turned on the notifications, for our listeners, that's youtube.com/getawayguru. Do turn on the notifications that the next time you sign in, my videos will come up. Now, I have a video there on Puerto Vallarta, and I review several hotels. I'll show you the rooms, show you the public areas, including the Hyatt Ziva. And it's watch the entire video. If you put Getaway Guru Puerto Vallarta, it should come up. Your second question, Fred.
I got one more. You talked last week about a container ship that goes to the various different little islands. And I didn't get the whole description, and I was very interested in that and what that entailed.
That is a marvelous experience. It sails round trip from the island of Tahiti, the capital city of Papeete.
The Aranui.
The Aranui is the name of the ship. There are 12 to 14-day cruises. Now, French Polynesia has five island groups, the Society Islands, the Tuamotu Archipelago, the Marquesas Islands, the Gambier Island Group, and the Astrolls. And there are various itineraries. Most of them will go to up to the Marquesas, the Tuamotus, and the Societies. Aranui is spelled A-R-A-N-U-I. And the website is aranui.com, A-R-A-N-U-I. And what you have is half the ship is cargo, half the ship is a cruise ship. And it has all the modern amenities of a cruise ship. But then you're going to these out-of-the-way places that nobody can get to. And your travel agent at Columbus Travel can help you. Fred, thank you for your call. We're coming to the end of this segment, and we may see you in Tahiti. Well, stay tuned as we go to hour number two, to Alaska and some out-of-sight cruise promotions here on The Travel Show.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
My name is Junior, and what got me to the point to call in Jordan Wilcox is that I kept getting harassed by the IRS. I owe the IRS about $50,000.
When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
It kept adding up, and of course, I need food on the table, and I needed a place to live, so I couldn't really afford it. A long story short was they're going to take everything from me.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
You know, I found out through Jordan, through my wife. She searched and searched, found him through his 5-star reviews on the internet. It is one of the best things I have, if not the best thing I have ever done.
You need someone to fight for you.
We ended up settling for $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.
iHeartRadio Music Festival continues tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Utah's CW30.
Yorana. Yeah, that's the native greeting in Tahiti, where I was just 2 days ago. Welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. We've had some great callers today, and we invite you to call us here on The Travel Show with your questions, your comments, your experiences, what you recommend at 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And if you're too shy to come on the air with us, we promise to be gentle. Talk to Jesus, our crack producer, and he will take your question, or text us at 59570, keyword trip. John, we talked a little bit in the first hour of the show, the fastest hour in radio, about a Columbus Travel super sale that is just, it's like nothing in my 40 years in the travel business I've ever seen.
Yeah. We've got Columbus Travel is going to help incentivize you to book. On Mexico, at select hotels, we are going to drop your price by $300 per reservation.
Now, that's already after a guaranteed air and hotel discount. Mm-hmm. Then the hotel, depending on when you go and the hotel selection, will drop your booking up to $600. And then you're telling me a third discount on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Columbus is going to drop it $300
300
per booking.
$300 more dollars.
That's
at
free
select
money.
Hotels.
Yeah, yep. Free money. It's like, as one of the owners of Columbus, it's like, oh, there goes my 401k.
You don't need to eat this week, Larry.
Thank you very much. No, I really don't. Okay, what about some cruise promotions?
Mm-hmm. With Princess and Norwegian Cruise Lines, if you book a balcony or higher cabin to the Mexican Riviera, Pacific Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, or Europe, we will pay $300 towards your deposit.
Now, you say Pacific Coast. That's a West Coast.
West Coast. Seven days or longer.
Seven days or longer, mm-hmm. balcony or higher.
Mm-hmm.
And you said Alaska, Europe, Hawaii,
Mexican Riviera.
Does that include the NCL round trip from Honolulu?
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I love those West Coast cruises. I really do, too.
Yeah.
And then the Mexican Riviera. You know what's nice about the Mexican Riviera sailing round trip out of Los Angeles? You've got Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, and Cabo, and then 3 days at sea. It's a really nice balance. Mm-hmm. Columbus Travel is going to pay your deposit up to $300 per booking.
And you don't pay us back.
And you don't pay us back. It's like free money. It's like Folks, please enjoy my retirement and 401k, all right? Just enjoy it. Think of me. Hoist your drink cup. Say, here's one to you, Mark and Larry.
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned Alaska. There is also a fascination with Alaska. You know, Carlos, there's some places I go. I stopped counting countries at 100 years and years ago.
Yeah, you're much older.
Thank you very much. And there's some places that I call one and done. I mean, I went there. I'm glad I went. Like Cleveland. Cleveland is a one and done for me. And other places, I can't wait to go back. Every year, I take one or two groups on a cruise experience. John also escorts a group. And I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, we missed this year, and we're both in mourning.
We are. Now, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer to talk about Alaska because Ken is calling from Idaho Falls. Ken, welcome to the Travel Show. How can we help you?
Well, it's what I can do for your listeners, and that is I wanted to see the Panama Canal several years ago. And I wanted to see both locks on the Atlantic and the Pacific side, and I was absolutely shocked with the sticker shock of what the cost was from Florida to California. And I said, I want to see the locks but on the Panama Canal and both of them, but I don't want to see it that bad. And for 3 months, and I guess you could have guys at Columbus do this for you, but for 3 months I went to Princess's website looking for a discount. And I never found it. And when the room started disappearing of what I wanted, I said, well, I've never looked at a round trip from Fort Lauderdale back to Fort Lauderdale. So I looked at it, and I was shocked at what I found because the price was one-third of going from Florida to California, and it was 4 days less on the boat. And I said, well, I guess I can give up not seeing the locks on the Pacific side, you know, for that kind of a price. But then I found that there was an excursion that when you get into the lake, they'll take you off the, they took us off the boat, they put us on a bus, they took us to Panama City, took us right up into the operation center of the Pacific locks, and you can get a better look at the operation of the locks from a distance than you can when you ride on it.
Yeah,
because when we went through the Atlantic side, there was a container ship beside us because there were parallel locks going through there. And we got a much better perspective of how they work watching that container ship. Because when we looked down from the room we were in, we couldn't see
the water. You got
a
good view of it.
The water in front of it and behind it.
All right, Ken, I've got great news for you. Because I don't know what you were looking at. Princess is a great line. There's a number of cruise lines that sail it. But for our listeners, here's an April 10th, 2021 sailing, 16 days from Miami to Los Angeles. You'll visit South America, Carlos, Cartagena.
Yes.
That's a beautiful place.
Colombia.
Colón, the Panama Canal, Puerto Caldera. Puerto Quetzal, what's that, Nicaragua and Costa Rica, Mexico. Rates start at $11.59. What is that, about $80 a day? So there are, here's what that's, I recommend, Kent. That's on Norwegian Cruise Lines on a brand new ship, their Norwegian Encore. And so I think what it is shop around. Columbus can do it, Ken. Thank you for your call. I appreciate you so much listening to The Travel Show. That's a good call from Ken. He brought up some really good points there, but you don't have to pay a king's ransom. This one with Norwegian Cruise Line. And by the way, what's the promo on Norwegian? They have like some giveaways.
Yeah, you get free gratuities if you book by Monday. You can choose two of the five free promotions.
It's like free dining, free shore excursion credits.
Yeah, and then you can, Columbus Travel, I believe this would qualify, would pay for a balcony your $300
deposit. So, Ken, if you want to make that Atlantic and Pacific sailing, That is the way to go. The ones that sail round trip out of Florida or Galveston, they go in the Atlantic side, they do a U-turn at Lake Gatun and come back out. There's nothing wrong with that, but for me, a trans canal, you want the Atlantic and the Pacific. I really like this one. South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and Mexico, Miami to Los Angeles on a brand new ship, the Norwegian Encore. Rates start at just $11.59. I did the calculation. Ken, that's $72 a day, plus your taxes and airfare.
Yeah, and I think part of the sticker shock, too, is the taxes. Taxes are not included in these rates. And the Panama Canal has a high tax to go through. And so you do have about $400 in taxes with the Panama Canal.
Well, very good. So here's a great deal for cruising. Royal Caribbean and all of the cruises are coming back with the CDC requirements. And one of them is they have to do a cruise. They'll do one cruise with crew only, and then they've got to do a cruise with passengers. And they just kind of see if all the enhancements. I think the cruising will be COVID safer now than it ever was last year at this time.
I agree.
I mean, they've got these. So Royal Caribbean is launching a Volunteers of Sea. They're going to invite you to go on a cruise. Now, they haven't said whether this will be free or a nominal cost, but it's like nothing else. You're going to be a volunteer on their first cruise. You've got to be 18 years of older. And the way you get to this is they have a Facebook page called Volunteers of the Seas. It's Royal Caribbean International. Go to their Facebook page, Volunteers of the Seas, and all the details. I don't know, John, the cruise may be free. It may have a very nominal cost, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I mean,
I'd be a guinea pig.
I would go on this. I believe it'll be really, really safe with that. Well, when we come back, we are going to be headed to South America. Posible.
Really?
No. No, we want to talk about that. We still got to talk, John, about Hawaii and Alaska. Yeah. We'll do that later in the show, but we want to head to South America, Ecuador, Galapagos, and Antarctica here on The Travel Show with Senor Fida.
Skip the mall this holiday season and come to Shane Company. We're shopping safer and easier than ever. To keep everyone safe, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system with state-of-the-art technology. To make shopping easy for you, we have curated holiday gifts wrapped with a bow and ready to give. This year, one of my favorites is our exclusive star pendant with a natural ice blue sapphire for $165. It's the perfect gift for the star in your life. Another favorite, our elegant cultured pearl pendant with diamond accents for $465. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or
ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. Yorana, I'm still hung up on Tahiti and Moorea where I was just 2 days ago. Now, I was in Tahiti and Moorea last weekend, this week. 2 weeks before that, John, I was in Cabo. 2 weeks before that, I was in Puerto Vallarta. And yes, I have another trip planned. You don't even know about it in 2 weeks.
It better not be Disney World.
It might be, but it's not. No, I do have. Kathy and I are going to be taking off for a long weekend in about 2 weeks, and maybe I'll surprise you next week with where we're going.
Is it going to be a one-way trip? Yes, we'll pay for you.
It's going to Tooele.
Carlos, there went your segment.
Yeah, I know.
Just remember who butters your bread.
You punish me every single week.
Mantequilla con su pan.
Con super con pan.
Hey, John, before we head to South America, let American Express, if you have that co-branded Delta American Express card, not the regular green card, but the co-branded, you get your Delta Sky Miles from it and stuff like that. Columbus Travel has a special offer with Delta Vacations and the Delta Amex co-branded card.
Yes. If you can save up to $600 by putting in your Sky Miles number when we book it, up to $600 for any destination they serve. Or if you do not have the Amex card, but you do have a Sky Miles account, you can save $300.
And, you know, you can get the your Sky Miles number at Delta.com free of charge.
Yeah, if you don't have one, sign up, get one. You don't have to have had miles on it and save the money.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Can this be combined with the Columbus Travel sale that we've talked about?
Yes, it can. That's so, part of the triple discount.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's free trip then.
That's the up to $600.
Yeah. Oh, so save up to $600 with your Amex card, and Columbus Travel will kick in another $300.
Wow. You know, gentlemen, I use that term very loosely. We were talking earlier about traveling the world, and we've all seen so much of the world. My life, in many respects, has been a National Geographic adventure, and I lived with an Aboriginal family deep in the outback, hunted with a spear, actually wore a loincloth, I really did, painted, you know, I ate lizards and kangaroo. We lived out in the dirt. It wasn't a tourist thing.
You didn't lose
this
weight.
This is when I was young and looked really good in a loincloth. But I hunted with a spear, and I've paddled canoes through Polynesia on my hands and knees, going through the tunnels of Egypt. So there, and I mentioned there are some places, Carlos, that I call one and done, but other places I can't wait to get back to, and I've done it over and over again. One of those places that you and I have explored together is the Galapagos Islands. It's several hundred miles off the coast of Ecuador. It's not part of the Polynesia. It's South America. What is the fascination and the hold of the Galapagos?
I think it is the variety of wildlife. Most of the species are endemic, meaning nowhere else
not
in the
pandemic,
world.
Not pandemic.
No pandemic. Yeah, there could be pandemic if we take it there. No, that is the thing. You know, we have things that are amazing. For example, the animals. And you have seen that, Larry. We walk on the trails, and here are...
They have no fear.
No fear. Nobody runs or flies away. Everything stays right there for you to admire.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Fear seems to be a learned behavior, a learned psychological place. But the animals, the birds, the lizards, they just don't run away. They'll walk up to you. They'll look at you. It must have been what the Garden of Eden was like before the fateful apple bite.
Yes, I agree with you. Another thing that is interesting, you know, even in the continent, you know, even around Quito in the cloud forest, for example, you see these hummingbirds coming, and I remember many times, you know, I'm taking a picture, and here comes a hummingbird and sits on the lens of my camera.
It is. The story that you love is when we had a boat, and we had a liveaboard, we had a group, a small group, 16 people, and we were anchored in this sheltered cove, and I went swimming, and a baby sea lion came up and just followed me. Wherever I swam, it would follow. It came right up my ass looking at me. It had a little trouble keeping up to me when I went to my full-speed swim. But now, you've got a expedition, an adventure to Ecuador. I love Ecuador. Quito is one of my colonial.
It is.
And now, don't you visit a cloud forest in Ecuador?
Yes. We go to a cloud forest. What is a cloud forest? You remember?
Well, there's a reason it's called cloud forest. Growing up in San Francisco, we had the fog roll in at 4 o'clock every day. I guess that'd be a fog forest, but it's not. It's cool, but it's not the cold fog of San Francisco.
And you know what? There are animals and birds that live in that forest that are also unique. And it's just an amazing thing.
Hummingbirds in the cloud forest.
But we're talking about thousands upon thousands, not just one variety, but so very many. And, you know, from the little tiny ones to the bigger ones.
Let me ask you this, because we got about a minute or so. What do you love about Quito? I personally just go crazy in Quito. It's so much fun.
The walking tour, you know.
Yes.
We always do a colonial city walking tour. We never go on a car there because, you know, it's walk maybe less than half a mile. But you visit places and convents and churches, you know, that go to the 15th century.
Now, you have a group going February 11th. Keep in mind that is summertime south of the equator. Great time to go. February 11th to 25th. It's my understanding you only have 2 spaces left.
That's all I have. Yes.
And you can get the details and brochure at columbusvacations.com. Very quickly, you have a voyage to Antarctica in 2022, January. Keep in mind that summer in Antarctica.
You know, the tour is 2 weeks, 14 days. The price starts at $1,999.
That's insane.
Versus, you know, $11,000, which are some of the other excursions or expeditions to Antarctica. Yes,
And you sail... Do you sail out of Buenos Aires?
Out of Buenos Aires and return to Buenos Aires. We leave on the 27th of
January.
January and return on the 16th
of February. All of these details of Ecuador and Galapagos and voyage to Antarctica at columbusvacations.com. And we'll be right back with more of The Travel Show.
My name is Tim Schmidt, and you've probably never heard of my company. We teach people how to avoid danger, save lives, and keep their loved ones safe. We currently have over 500,000 members, but still, you've probably never heard of us because our members are trained not to talk about it. Chances are some of our members are friends of yours, and they've never told you because talking about it is not what we do. What we do is avoid danger, save lives, and keep our loved ones safe. Our members are doctors and single moms and firemen and grandmothers and veterans and Democrats and Republicans and members of every faith. We are thoughtful, responsible, and nonviolent. But when you're with one of our members, you are safe because they know exactly what to do if something crazy happens. More importantly, they know exactly what not to do. We are the United States Concealed Carry Association. See what we're all about at U.S. Concealed
by Israeli agents in Iran. Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. I don't know where the time goes so fastly. Fastly, is that a word, John? It sounds like one of your words.
Quickly.
Fastly. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. And joined by John Potter and Carlos Fina, two of the travel experts. I got to brag up Carlos for a minute because he is recognized as one of the top 5 South America experts in the entire country by Travel and Leisure magazine, Condé Nast magazine. He's received awards from various governments for tourism, like Peru. Don't we love Peru, Carlos?
You know, that's one of the places that you said I would go there 100 times.
Even over if I and have see been the there. Same things over
because,
and over.
Yeah, that's right. Because you say, okay, I can go and I have done it. Fine. That's it. But then you talk about Peru or Alaska, and you go again
Ecuador.
And again and again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember one time we were in Lima, you and I. It's so much fun to travel to South America with Carlos because, I mean, he'll be walking along the street. People say, hola, Carlos.
That was funny. Yeah,
that
really.
Was fun. But we were in Lima, and he says to me, hey, do you want to get some dinner? I said, sure. And he goes, well, let's go to this restaurant. Points out a restaurant. You remember that one up just up the street from the hotel?
Yes.
He's been to the restaurants.
Yes.
And the same thing when we were in Cusco. And we found a great pizza place there. You remember that?
It's still wonderful pizza there.
Yeah.
Yes, I prefer the pizza there than here. Honestly,
and that's
what an
right.
experience. It's a, you know, dining is an experience. It's an introduction to the culture of the country. Of course, the pizza is from Italy, you know. So
of course. You know, I, as you know, I grew up in San Francisco. I have a love affair with San Francisco. They're all crazy down there. I mean, absolutely certifiable. But I still love going there. And my wife, Kathy, and I would make trips to San Francisco, like a long weekend, four-day weekend, just to eat.
To buy bread.
Oh, of course. I would. My kids grew up on sourdough French toast. My daughter, Jenny, when she, I don't know, she was 9 or 10 or 12, something like that, had a sleepover at a friend's house, and they serve her breakfast. And she looks at it and says, what is this? They said, well, it's French toast. And she goes, no, it's not. The only French toast she'd ever had was sourdough cut about 2 inches thick and dredged in that egg batter. And I would bring back boxes, usually about 12 loaves of sourdough bread, cut it up, put it in the freezer. That's what my kids grew up on. We also have what we call cheese toast. You just put with mozzarella and put it in and broil it. There's nothing like it in the world.
You'd never share that with me.
Well, you've got to come over to my house. I'll make you some French toast.
No, I want the one from San Francisco.
San Francisco. You know, the dining there, we'd end up going to usually the same restaurants because it's like when you're traveling, you can't risk a bad meal. And so another one of those places that I can't wait to get back to. Another destination that I've been to, I've lost count, is Wilderness, Alaska.
Ah, yes.
I go there once or twice a year with a cruise group. We can extend that to, you know, to Denali National Park, Fairbanks. You can go out on the Kenai Peninsula. And, you know, from Vancouver to Juneau, John, it's a rainforest. Now, why do they call it rainforest? Not cloud forest, rainforest.
Because it rains.
How does he do it? He's a
told you I was
scholar.
Smart.
Whoa.
That's right. That's right. Ippity,
John.
Ippity, ippity. That's all, folks. No, I mean, you're always going to get some rain. The least amount of rain is May and June. Then it starts picking up again a little bit in mid-July. There is a joy to every time of the season. John, I like seeing it on a cruise, and I go back and see the very same things year after year after year, and I get giddy about it. Now,
and it's different each year, isn't it?
There are some differences.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about Alaska this year is there's two red-hot, pun intended, destinations.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico that we've talked about. I have never seen the deals to five-star resorts at three-star prices, all-inclusive. You were talking about... what was the resort that was $993 for 6 days?
The El Dorado Seaside Suites.
In Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
That's airfare. Was that on Delta Airlines, the nonstop?
It was.
Oh, my God. Nonstop air and Delta. Now, keep in mind, rates vary by departure date.
Mm-hmm.
But $993 in December for 6 days, five nights hotel. You can extend that if you want. Normally, $1,700, $1,800 bucks, almost half price. Alaska Cruises... We are seeing a spike in the demand for Alaska cruises. Why is that, John?
Well, everybody wants to go to Alaska, and one of the biggest problems we have is there was no Alaska season this year. Thank you, COVID. So most of the people that was booked for this year have moved to next year, and then they pulled a few of the ships out that was going to be there next year.
Supply is outrunning, or demand is outrunning
supply. And so if you wait to the last minute on Alaska, you're probably not going to be going next year.
But there's still some really good deals out there.
There are, yes.
Tell us about your group in September.
Okay, we're on the Emerald Princess Cruises. We're going to go September 18th. And that I like that late in the year because you have a greater chance seeing the northern lights. The bear are a little more active because they're getting ready to hibernate. And beautiful fall foliage. And
you see Glacier Bay on your cruise,
yeah,
don't you?
We're doing Glacier Bay on this one. And I just fell in love with Glacier Bay. My favorite thing is the otters there in Glacier Bay. And so we have rates starting at just $820. No, that's yours. Mine starts at $802 per person plus your taxes. It's a great time to go. And we're going to have our own private excursions, the same ones you're going to do on your cruise.
You know, I like June. I just have a personal preference to that. The orca viewing season, the killer whales, is really May and June, where they're at their peak. And mm-hmm. the whale watching, June is absolutely positively the best. Later in the season, they start to migrate back to Hawaii. Very interesting. When I was in Tahiti, they have a whale season there, which is September to November,
mm-hmm.
maybe December. And then the whales return to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Antarctica, South Pacific, Hawaii, Alaska. The reason I like June, I mentioned the whale watching is at its peak. The best weather of the year is the month of June, the least rain, but you're going to get some rain year round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The orca viewing season really is May and June, so you have that opportunity. The bears are out, and they are feasting. The group that I'm affiliated with that I'm taking is June 20th. And it's with Princess Cruises, sailing round trip out of Seattle, which is very easy to get to. You can drive and make an extended holiday on either of our departures,
yeah,
or fly up there. And I like to spend a few extra days in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. What's really fun is if you do drive, come down Highway 1.
See, I've never done that. I would love to do that.
And you know what you can do is you could fly to Seattle, come down Highway 1 to Oregon, Northern California, San Francisco, drop the rental car off, and fly home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a holiday for that. So we'll see glaciers galore. We have the five-star gourmet dining. John and I will each be escorting our own shore excursions, and they're going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Whale watching, and then in Ketchikan, we go to a totem park. It's just out of control.
So much fun.
A city tour of Ketchikan. I love going down Creek Street. Anyway, my rates start at just $829. Now, here's a little bit of cruising 101 strategy. Almost every cruise line has two rates. I'm talking about Princess, Royal Caribbean,
Norwegian,
that class, where they have the cruise-only rate. Norwegian calls it sail-away rate,
mm-hmm.
or the X category. Not the X-Files, they call it X category.
Mm-hmm.
And Princess calls it Princess Savers. It's the cruise only. No amenities, no freebies, no giveaways. It's $829. Now, John, I think we're still in that pricing benefit on yours at $809 in mm-hmm. September, mine at $829 in June, because normally the rates starting are at $1,100. That's the Princess Saver rate. What you have to make is your own strategic decision, because the Princess Plus is the same cabin, but you get a lot of the freebies.
Mm-hmm.
It's another $260, and that extra amount is going to vary by your cruise.
Right.
So you can get $829 cruise only, or on Princess Saver, or Princess Plus with the, they call them freebies, but you're actually paying for it,
right.
$1089. What do I get if I pay the extra $260 with Princess?
You get free gratuities.
Okay, let's stop right there. That's about $105 a piece, $210 mm-hmm. a couple. All right.
Right. The beverage package.
Okay, now that is usually worth about $100, but most cruise lines will charge you another $100 gratuity.
Mm-hmm.
But not Princess. So you get all your drinks free. That's going to save you a lot of money, particularly mm-hmm. if you enjoy an adult beverage.
That's right.
Like Carlos does.
Yeah.
really.
And soda is included
soda
as well.
Soda is included. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Pepsi.
But the gratuity is $100. So there's another $200. We're up to $400 per couple savings. What else do I get?
Plus free unlimited Wi-Fi.
Now, that usually is worth anywhere from $150 to $200.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing is a potential savings per cabin of at least $600. If you enjoy adult beverage and alcohol beverage, it's probably worth about $1,000 is what Princess has put it at.
Yeah, and if you book a balcony cabin on either one of our crews with either one of those promotions, Columbus Travel is going to pay $300 of your deposit.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
I said, Mark Faldman, what have you done to my 401k?
and your salary.
No dinero, señor.
No hay dinero.
Anyway, okay, so that's Alaska. It's a great time. John's is September
18th.
Mine is June 20th. And if those dates don't work out, we've got some great opportunities at other dates. Hey, very quickly, give me a Disney update. I've heard a report that Disneyland may not be open at any time in 2021. It was in Barron's Magazine.
Yeah, that's the rumor. I don't know that I'm buying that. For sure, Disney is saying they will not be opening this year, 2020. They're estimating they will be closed through the first quarter of 2021. Governor Newsom, please help us out. Open Disney.
Yeah, open your brain. you know, one of the problems we're going to have coming back is a lot of people just can't wait for a job. Mm-hmm. They've got to move on.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to get someone in the gift shop hitting a barcode. It's quite another to have a character. Mm-hmm. The, a lot of training.
Or an entertainer.
Yep. Hey, when we come back, you've got some new rates in Orlando, and we're going to be traveling to Hawaii to round the program out, also with what to expect on a COVID test. I am your eyewitness here on The Travel Show.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel. Run away to the sunny beaches of Mexico with exclusive triple discounts, including a guaranteed air and hotel discount. Then we drop your price up to $600. Then another Columbus discount of $300. Conditions apply. Mexico triple discounts only at Columbus Travel. 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. Thanks, Columbus.
Nate and Taylor Morgan from Morgan Jewelers.
At Morgan Jewelers, we believe everyone deserves a diamond that sparkles like it should.
That's right, son. That's why we only carry diamonds that are correctly proportioned and cut for maximum brilliance.
It's why we carry both traditional geological diamonds and our electricity-created flashpoint diamonds.
And it's why we're proud to offer you our in-house financing.
So we can approve you.
Because if you believe in love,
then we believe in you.
So come to Morgan Jewelers
for a diamond that sparkles like it should.
Hey gang, Arquette here. You know, every afternoon before I do my radio show, I'm always looking for a little pick-me-up. I've had lunch, dinner still a couple hours away, and I'm looking for something that will charge me up, you know, get me going. You know, I've tried the energy drinks. I can't stand them because I think they taste like caffeinated cough syrup. And most energy bars, well, they just don't taste good. Until now, I've found a new one that I invite you to try. It's called Built Bar. It is the best tasting bar I've ever had. It tastes like a candy bar, and it comes in 16 amazing flavors. My favorite is coconut almond. They're great for a health-conscious guy like me, and I know a lot of you are as well. And it allows me to maintain my weight loss while indulging in a really delicious treat. I'm talking about Built Bar. Now, I've got a great offer for you right now. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code ROD, and you'll get 20% off your first order. Again,
needs more people to build hot tubs now. Apply today for a job at our Harriman factory or at BullfrogSpas.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
And welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, Carlos Fina, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. And you can talk to Carlos or John or any of the travel specialists there at Columbus Travel, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You can drop into the office. It's conveniently located at the 5th South exit off I-15 in Bountiful. You can actually see us from the freeway, a four-story red brick building. We share the parking lot with what used to be the Sizzler restaurant.
Yeah, we miss Sizzler.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That's right. All you can eat shrimp.
Yes, I'll be there at 7:30, Larry. I know that you show up about 11, but
yeah, 11 at night, and I work
John
through the night.
John and I are early birds.
Silencio, por favor. anyway, or give us a call, 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. And if you do come in the office, we do require a mask to be worn. We have hand sanitizer. We practice social distancing. We'll keep ourselves and you very, very safe. I do want to remind you, do sign up for my YouTube channel. I'm getting very serious about a travel channel. We just posted this week my latest video, which is Cabo San Lucas, and I visit some hotels. We talk about some things to do there. YouTube.com/getawayguru. Please remember the big three. Click on subscribe, then turn on all notifications. That's the little bell, like the Liberty Bell you'll see on the screen. And then at the bottom, please give me a thumbs up. That's like you like the video. And if you don't like the video, please keep your opinion to yourself. just no. Kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, I do hope you'll give us a thumbs up. And I do hope that you'll sign up and look at that one from Cabo. It's really well done. Thanks to Mark Falmo Jr., who does the editing. And in a week or so, I'll have my Tahiti, Moorea, French Polynesia videos up. A lot of good stuff there. John, rates are dropping about Disney World rates in Orlando.
Yeah, Disney World has a promotion. If you stay at one of the Disney on-site hotels, you get a 35% discount, and they have also just increased the park capacity to 35%.
What's the advantage? There's many good hotel choices in Orlando that you can see the parks from. Mm-hmm. What's the advantage of staying at a Disney property?
Disney has free transfers that get you from the airport to the property. You've got the free transportation within the property itself. You can set up a charge account when you go to restaurants. It all just goes to your master room account.
You don't
account.
Need a rental car.
No, you don't.
Now, if you book the hotel not as a Disney travel package, do you still get the transfers?
Yes.
Wow. So you get, if you're at a Disney property, you get transfers from the hotel. You get, they have transportation from the hotel to the various parks.
Right.
You get some early entry, don't you?
Not right now during COVID.
Okay.
Once COVID is over,
but
yes.
But that traditionally, yeah. With that, yeah. Very good. By the way, when I was in Tahiti, just 2 days away from Tahiti, where did I park, Carlos?
At Park and Jet, of course.
I love Park and Jet. Of the three major off-site properties, parking properties, they're the only ones that are locally owned. And if you go to the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com, scroll to the bottom and click on the Park and Jet discount coupon. They'll give you 20% off. They pick you up right at your car. You don't have to schlep your bags, particularly in the wintertime, through the snow and cold at the airport parking. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would stay there, but that's another story for another day. Hawaii. We promised to talk about Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Now, currently, a negative COVID test is required.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, when I went to French Polynesia, Tahiti, mm-hmm. a negative COVID test required. Costa Rica is now open, and they don't require a test, do they?
No, test not required.
And Mexico does not require one.
Mm-hmm.
But
Hawaii, a lot of places do.
A lot of places do. Hawaii does. And it's very important that you get the right test. There's a diagnostic test and an antibody test. And the one most places want is the molecular diagnostic test. Yes, I am Dr. Gelwicks. And it's called an RT-PCR. You have to specify that one. Now, where do you get the different COVID tests? You can check around, but I'll tell you, a good source is Walgreens or the CVS Pharmacy, but not every location has a testing facility, and they're mm-hmm. drive-up. You don't go inside the building.
Right.
If you go to the Walgreens.com and just search for COVID tests in Utah, or go to CVSHealth.com, and the same thing. Now, I go to IHC,
mm-hmm.
and they do the testing there. Medicare, yes, I am that old. Completely covered. There was no cost to me. I requested the RT PRC, PCR test. I got it back within 2 days, and you must get a written copy. And what I did is I drove up, I did the nasal swab. I had fears, like it was going to scrape my brain. And I remember when the girl, delightful girl, came up, and I said to her, please be gentle. Please be gentle. And she laughed. It wasn't that bad at all. I mean, it's not like something, oh, let's go have a COVID test today. Mm-hmm. But I'm told that if you hold your breath, it somehow lessens the impact. But it wasn't painful. It wasn't hurtful at all. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to do it. So I would look at Walgreens, CVS, pharmacy, IHC, or whatever your health provider is. Hey, well, listen, next week we'll be back more with the Travel Show. Check us out at columbusvacations.com. Have a great week. Love y'all.
Hello, Salt Lake. It's Glenn Beck. And if you're thinking about selling your home, I found out the hard way how important it is to find the right agent with an aggressive marketing plan that's designed to attract the greatest number of buyers. The wrong choice results in leaving money on the table or worse, not selling your home for a season. So I've done a lot of the research for you. Call the one agent with the most innovative marketing in the greater Salt Lake area. His name is Joshua Stern of KW Salt Lake City, Keller Williams Realty. Now, rather than simply listing your home on the MLS, Joshua has designed an accelerated demand program where he spends thousands on marketing every single month. In fact, if your home doesn't sell at the price and the deadline that you both agree to, Josh is just going to buy it. And if your situation changes, he'll let you out of the contract. Make the call today that I would make if I was selling my home in Salt Lake. I'd call Joshua Stern. The number is 801-444-91.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime. Anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.